the quarterback is the punter, or the punter was the quarterback throwing to the rookie who was a gunner, and he's actually a wide receiver, but he was a gunner, and it was his first National Football League reception, Jalen Naylor, and joining us now from TCO Studios is Ryan Wright, Minnesota Vikings rookie punter from Tulane. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, the pass, the fake punt, and just the way it was pulled off, and the gunner right in front of the Saints. I talked to Matt Daniels about this yesterday. The gunner was right in front of the Saints bench, so, I mean, I ain't here to run anybody down, but, I mean, it's people are paid a lot of money to know that that's not the gunner they've seen on tape, but nevertheless, that's not your problem. And so that surprised me, too. But so that's going to get highlights and headlines, and that's super cool and stuff like that. But nine punts inside the 20 – and zero touchbacks. Well done so far, young man. You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having a really good time. I said it a few weeks back as an undrafted free agent rookie. I felt the need that I have to go in every week to prove myself, and I'm going to continue to do that.
Right. Now coming from Northern California and Cal High, that's where it's called Cal High. It's California High School in San Ramon, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Well, Greg Joseph, Ben Lieber, former Vikings linebacker, interviewed the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week after the game, and mm-hmm. they were talking about it, and, you know, Greg said, it's like, well, Ryan's been all over us, you know, to let me throw a pass. I was, I think he said, three-star quarterback in high school, and I had known from the preseason, because I think you got the first punt of the preseason in the very first game. So, or did Barry get it?
I think Barry got it.
Okay, but then we started to cut it, and I'm like, hey, you know, we got a little something potentially going on here. So started deep diving your intel, and Cal High is where Sean Mannion went to high school. Is that correct?
Actually, that's false. He went to Foothill High School in Pleasanton.
Wow.
Rival high school, of
course. Okay. And those high schools up there, is it still like the Mountain League? Is that what it's called?
E-ball.
Okay.
East Bay Athletic League, I believe it's called.
And like De La Salle, you know, when I called races there in Northern, now granted this is the mid 90s, but De La Salle football ruled the roost in Northern California. Oh, yeah. And, you know, people think high school football in Texas and South Florida and the CIF of Southern California and stuff like that. Northern California high school football is really good, isn't it?
Absolutely. And De La Salle's still good, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough opponent for us. I believe we got smashed by them both times I played them.
Right. So what I'm getting at here with the passing piece, because you were a quarterback at, well, let me make, I've had three things wrong. Let me make sure I'm not going to hit the superfecta. You did go to Cal High.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da! So at Cal High, you were a quarterback. Was there a point for you, Ryan, before you went to Tulane, where, I mean, you're a high-end athlete. You're part of the small percentage in the world. So there potentially are things ahead of you that most of us will never get to, and for you it ended up being punting. But was there a business decision that you kind of had to make at one point where you're like, I'm getting recruited as a quarterback, I'm also getting recruited as a punter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's almost a business decision at like age 17 or 18, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a business decision. After my junior season of high school, I was ranked the 47th pro style quarterback in the country, and I was also the third or fourth punter in the country. So I kind of saw a better future punting.
What are you, 6'2", 240 or something like
around
that?
Around 6'3", yeah.
Right. I mean, great size for a quarterback. I don't know if you were a pocket quarterback or you were on the run, you were like Jalen Hurts or whatever.
Oh, no, pocket.
But, yeah, but nevertheless, if you're ranked a top 50 quarterback in the country and getting recruited, I mean, that's fantastic. So what, when the business decision was consummated,
mm-hmm.
and Tulane is it's a school of higher learning. It's a mm-hmm. fantastic university and one of my favorite parts of the country too. I'm a New Orleans fan, believe it or not, of the city, at least the culture and just all the unique nature. But nevertheless, you know, a lot of people look at those decisions. They're like, you know, I'm six whatever. And I'm a good quarterback and I want to play quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What led you to the decision to end up being the punter?
I just kind of took a deep look at myself. I had conversations with multiple coaches, my family, with God. And like I said, I saw a better future in punting. I knew I was very raw at the mm-hmm. punter position, but I saw tremendous upside and potential that I could get to.
That's terrific. So, but you were recruited as a quarterback?
Yes.
Where so... being recruited by Tulane, or I think you were recruited by Arizona too.
Mm-hmm.
Was that for punting or quarterback?
Punting.
All right. So are you know, like, were the schools recruiting you like bigger schools for punting, bigger conferences,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then for quarterback, you know, I don't know, different kind of D1, D2, D3. Was that like a separator?
Yeah, it was. I would say bigger schools and bigger conferences recruited me at punter.
Yeah.
And actually, fun story, I went to the Rutgers special teams camp. They were recruiting me as a punter as well, and they actually had me go down to their field and throw for them, which was kind of played into my decision a little bit. They kind of seemed a little turned off with me throwing. But, you know, obviously yeah. It worked out.
So when you look back at the fake punt, is Chris O'Hara the quarterback's coach or the offensive coordinator, Wes Phillips, or is it Matt Daniels or Ben Kotwika? Who analyzes the throw? The offense? You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
No, they didn't. No one really analyzed the throw yet. I don't know if anyone saw this watching the game, but Taysom Hill was probably 3 or 4 yards right in my face
Whoa.
When I threw that ball. So I had to throw it over him, take some off of it, and that's why it yeah. ended up being a little short.
Right.
Because obviously, Jalen Speedy, we call him. If I throw that to him in stride, he's taking that for six.
Yeah. And also, in looking back at your past and like where you played and everything, it's you've always had, you're 14 now, but you've always had these quirky numbers, whether it's like 76, 95, whatever those numbers are. I think your school, you wore orange and black, right?
Yep.
Those were the colors in high school, and Tulane's green and white. And, you know, you were 66 here in the preseason. Why didn't you keep 66?
NFL rules.
What?
NFL rules.
So, let me get this straight. Running backs can wear 4. Some quarterbacks can wear 1, but punters have to wear between what?
1 and 19, I believe.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. This is Ryan Wright. He's the rookie punter for the Minnesota Vikings. Did you, growing up in the East Bay, were you a Raiders fan, a 49ers fan, or what?
I grew up a Niners fan.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I think my dad was a Niners fan and kind of grew up into it.
Mm-hmm. And living in the East Bay, you're what, not a stone's throw, but 30 minutes from Oakland,
mm-hmm.
you know, from where the Golden State Warriors and the Oakland Athletics play.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess here, I'm going to take the leap that you were a sports fan growing up. And seriously, growing up in that embarrassment of riches of sports there, where we got the Raiders with these titles and the Niners,
mm-hmm.
the San Jose Sharks have been good before, yeah. and Steph and the Golden State Warriors. And did you play basketball in high school, and how much did you love Steph?
I did not play high school and basketball in high school. I played in middle school, though. Love Steph, big fan of him. But I will have to say I am not a Warriors fan. I'm a Lakers fan.
Wow. What led to that? There are too many Warriors fans around you, and you're like,
no,
I'm going to go the other way.
I think growing up, the Warriors were not the best team, and
yeah.
the Lakers were with Kobe, Pau Gasol, Shaq. I grew up watching those guys. And
that's nice.
Yeah, just ended up liking the Lakers over the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
My dad hates me for it.
I'm going to guess the Warriors, well, I shouldn't do this because football always wins, mm-hmm. okay? And working up there 5 years, you know, I know how important the 49ers are to Northern California. They're the most popular team.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, when I was there, Sleepy Floyd's like playing for the Warriors. It wasn't even close. But then with what Steph's done, have the Warriors become the most popular team there, or is it the Niners?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the Warriors?
Yeah, Warriors, absolutely. Damn. Everyone loves Klay Thompson and Steph Curry.
Mm.
Love them.
Right. And the Niners have gone to the Super Bowl, too. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, with Garoppolo all the way just back to 2019.
Yep.
Tulane in New Orleans. What's football like at Tulane, and what did you enjoy about it?
You know, Willie Fritz, the head coach there, installed a tremendous culture. I truly enjoyed my time in New Orleans. Obviously, it was a huge culture shock growing up in the Bay Area and then living in New Orleans for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it's great. Like here, we have a big emphasis on special teams at the school.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I had a good time there.
What'd you think of the above-ground cemeteries when you first saw them?
A little creepy. I refuse to take a tour.
It's like Halloween every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, but they're actually, if you take a close look at them, they're beautiful,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the celebration of life that
mm-hmm.
way. Bourbon or Frenchman Street and why?
Personally, Bourbon Street.
Really?
I just probably just because I've been there more than Frenchman. I actually don't even think I've been on Frenchman Street, surprisingly. But, yeah, they do a lot of tours there, a lot of good food spots down there. It's a fun time.
Ever eaten at Crawdaddy's?
Not every night. Not every night.
But you've had them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I never have. And I've been to New Orleans a bunch of times, and I love seafood, and I love Creole, and I love Cajun, the whole thing. So when you snap them off, like what is it?
Best way to describe it is it's shrimp, but you got to work for it.
Okay.
Me and my roommates in college, we had a house right outside of the stadium, and we would actually host crawfish boils.
Yeah.
And it was fun. We would invite everyone. We would get all the stuff. My friend Mike had a boiling pot. Yeah, it was a great time.
So what do? You cut like corn on the cob in half and just a bunch of vegetables and
some sausage, throw it in a pot and just boil it.
And what type of seasoning? Old Bay?
I think it's Old Bay,
Old Bay's good in that.
Yeah, you can put some juices in there as well.
Ryan Wright, punter for the Minnesota Vikings, 9 to noon. Time for two more. Your coach, Matt Daniels, it's like of late, I mean, I look at him like Wyatt Earp or Doc Holliday from Tombstone and the Wild Wild West. I told him this yesterday. It's like he has a new six-shooter every single game where there's just something different every single game up here in the Wild Wild West. What do you like about him and assistant Ben Kotwicka, and how have they helped you get better?
Man, they're fiery. They are a fiery group of individuals.
Well, Ben was in the military.
Oh, yeah. West Point. Went to West Point. They're just so fiery. It gives you a reason to wake up in the morning. They take pride in what they do. We have goals each week to win the special teams game, which is, in our opinion, is the other third phase of the game.
Yeah.
It's been great working with them. They've installed a lot of confidence in myself, a lot of confidence in everyone on the special teams unit.
Yeah.
And it's been very fun.
Lastly, I can tell, and I don't know if you played defense in high school. You probably did because everybody goes both ways. But I can tell you're looking forward to hitting somebody because there have been some punts where I'm watching it back and you're zipping down the field, bouncing down the field, and you're big. And, you know, I'm not saying this is exactly what you want to do, but you're a bigger guy and you're not afraid, you know, but that's going to happen. You realize that.
Yeah, I guess it's a little inevitable at some point in my career. I am going to have to try to make a tackle. Hopefully it's not going to be anytime soon, but no, I'm not afraid to make a tackle. I made one in college last year.
Yeah.
You're
terrific. You're living a dream. And congratulations. God bless you, young man. And I look forward to seeing you on the sideline this weekend.